This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Republican members of the U.S. House of Representatives submitted a list of witnesses that they want to testify in the Democratic-led House impeachment inquiry against President Donald Trump. AP's Ben Thomas has details.
GOP members of the committees conducting the hearings have released a list of at least eight people they want to hear from, among them former Vice President Joe Biden's son, Hunter, and the anonymous whistleblower. But Republicans need the committee's approval to summon their witnesses, and Democrats are in the majority. Chairman Adam Schiff offered a quick response, saying he won't let the hearings serve as the vehicle to conduct sham investigations into the Bidens or the 2016 election. Nor will he let the hearings aid what he calls Trump's effort to threaten, intimidate, and retaliate against the whistleblower. Ben Thomas, Washington.
At least six people were killed and more than 100 others wounded when Iraqi security forces opened fire on protesters in central Baghdad on Saturday. Edward Uranian has details from Cairo.
Amateur video showed Iraqi security forces driving crowds of hundreds of mostly young protesters off three key Baghdad bridges Saturday as they fired volleys of tear gas to push them back. Young men wearing surgical masks and headscarves to cover their faces skirmished with security forces on several major thoroughfares. The advance of security forces in Baghdad coincided with reports of a political agreement among top Shiite parties to support the government of Prime Minister Adel Abdel Mahdi in return for political reforms. Meanwhile, Iraqi security forces fired tear gas overnight to disperse protesters camped out in front of government headquarters in the southern port city of Basra. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Chancellor Angela Merkel led a series of commemorations Saturday in the German capital to mark the 30th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall, which divided the city during the Cold War. Merkel, who grew up in communist East Germany, said the Berlin Wall is gone, and that teaches us that no wall that excludes people and restricts freedom is so high or so wide that it cannot be broken through. Leaders from Poland, Hungary, Slovakia, and the Czech Republic also attended a ceremony at Bernauerstrasse, the site of one of the last remaining sections of the Berlin Wall. They placed roses between gaps in the barrier that divided the city for 28 years. A concert at the famous Brandenburg Gate involving several German and international performers capped a week-long celebration of the anniversary. India's Supreme Court on Saturday awarded a bitterly contested religious site to Hindus, dealing a defeat to Muslims, who also claim the land that has sparked some of the country's bloodiest riots since independence. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony has more.
The decision paves the way for the construction of a Hindu temple in the northern town on the site of a ruined mosque, destroyed by a Hindu mob in 1992. A proposal Prime Minister Narendra Modi's ruling Hindu Nationalist Party has long supported. In light of the result, Modi appealed for peace.
There should not be any place for fear, bitterness, and negativity in new India. The message of today is of uniting, is to unite, and is of living together.
Representatives of the Muslim group involved in the case criticized the judgment as unfair and said it was likely to seek a review of the verdict.
That's Lauren Anthony of Reuters. It's beginning to look a little like Christmas in New York City with the arrival of the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
60 years ago, Carol Schultz started growing a Norway spruce. Now it's the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree.
Oh, I told it. It was going to come here someday, and it made it, and she's going to show herself off.
Rockefeller's chief gardener, Eric Posey, says a lot goes into picking the right tree.
I saw the top of it off in the distance. As I got closer, it had that beautiful Christmas tree shape, you know, the same kind of tree that you want in your living room, and it looked just great.
Same kind of tree you want in your living room if you owned a house that was how tall?
At least 77 feet tall and 46 feet wide and could support 12 tons.
If you don't have a house like that, you can see this tree lit on December 4th. At Rockefeller Center, I'm Julie Walker.
For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.